from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a new donation total to share, and that is $1,164,310. So walked in here this morning half an hour ago. We were at 110. We're up $50,000 so far this morning. Thank you so much. Or sorry, we were at 1,110. We're at 1,164. So you could do the math. 87 cents of every dollar that you give goes to patient care and to research with the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. So thank you to those who have given already. And if you have yet to give, please call 877-738-1234. Make those phones ring. You can also give when you go to jimmyfund.org. Or if you want to make it really easy, you can text KCANCER to 20222. And that's a $25 donation. And joining us now, a guy who was a part of this event during his time with the New England Patriots, and now for the first time as the head football coach at Boston College, it's Bill O'Brien. Bill, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing, Greg? Thanks for having me.
Always great to have you on the show.
No fight song, Shime?
Oh, man.
I know.
What a miss.
Come on. I love that fight song. Please play that every time.
I still remember my cheer morning. To it.
You do? You remember
your
cheer?
Yeah, I remember the whole dance.
Have we set up, we had the Save Coaches, we had the Save Wiggy's Job pep rally with Brockton High School when he was the coach, and that didn't work. I don't know if you know about that, Bill, or not, but Wiggy was, are you familiar with coaches who are doing a fantastic job and then they are unceremoniously dumped from that position? Well, have you ever experienced that?
I'm quite familiar with that scenario, quite
All
familiar.
Right. So have we ever set up, and if we haven't, we should right now, Courtney returning to her roots and cheering at a BC game this season?
I would have to bring out the knee brace again.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I'm all for
it. You're all for it. You don't sound all for
it. Well, I could do the fight song. Other than that, I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll work.
We'll work on it.
We can work on that.
Yeah.
Bill, we're here at Fenway, and this is 22 years of this event, and I know you experienced it when you were with the Patriots, and that players that you were coaching experienced it. It is an incredible thing that this community comes together for every year.
Yeah, it really is. I just listened to you talking about how much you've already raised, you know, in the first day and a half here, whatever you guys have been doing it, and I just think it's incredible. It's incredible what the Red Sox do. Having grown up in this area, you know, very familiar with the Jimmy Fund for, you know, a very, very long time, you know, been a Red Sox fan my whole life. And, you know, just thinking about what they do to, as you guys always talk about, you know, try to eradicate that horrendous disease by raising money for research and all the different things that go into it. We just lost a great man here at Boston College, I think 2 weeks ago, Jack Connors. You know, passed away to cancer. So it hits close to home for all of us.
Unbelievable guy. One of the most philanthropic people in this city ever. And the money that is given and the effort that is made by the doctors and the researchers and the nurses and the stories of those that are fighting it, it's hard not to think that at some point we'll get there and find a way to stop what's going on with these patients. But we can't do it without the dollars. And so it makes a real difference when it comes to what everybody is fighting here.
No question. I just think that that's too. The other thing I think about a lot is very biased here, but what Boston is all about, you know, people come together in times like this. You know, there's just great people in this city that donate to that and to the Jimmy Fund, and it's great to see.
I mean, and those great people will be happy as long as you're winning. You know how it goes.
You say that every time. I'm telling you, we're working very hard to win, Greg. I promise you, we're working very hard. We're working very hard to put a winning product on the field.
To that point, Bill, I did see that you've increased intensity when it comes to practice. You weren't thrilled with the output, with the effort the guys were putting in at practice. You guys have a scrimmage today. Are you happier after increasing that intensity when it comes to the guys? I personally love it. I love having a guy out there with BC that is going to make sure that they are ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, I just think there's only really one way to do it, right? I mean, you can't expect to go to a game and, you know, having not practiced properly and think that you're going to, you know, have any shot in any game. So we've definitely gotten better. These kids have worked really hard. I mean, they've put in a lot of work in the springtime, the summertime, and now this will be our 10th practice today. This is a scrimmage where we go into the stadium and, you know, kind of like a game-like scrimmage. Got coaches in the press box and got the ACC officials here and things like that. So it's a big day today here at BC. And these guys, they've worked really hard. I'm very happy with where we are, you know, right now.
At the start of training camp, Gerard Mayo had the fellas doing some virtual sprints. Have you been doing any of this virtually, Bill?
I did not see that. I've been busy myself, so I don't even know what we're talking about with virtual sprints.
Yep.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
It's kind of like a work-life balance, work from home kind of thing. Yeah. You know how that goes, Bill.
When I was in school, I did virtual studying.
virtual
kissing.
We've been talking
a lot of virtual kissing.
We've been talking a lot about Drake May. Does it surprise you when you look at that first preseason game and he's in there for one series, when you look at reps in practice with the ones and how many he is or isn't getting, does it surprise you the way they're kind of bringing him along?
You know, I think that's an interesting, you know, question, Greg. I think that in preseason games, I'll just be honest with you, they don't really mean a whole lot. And the reason why I say that is that, you know, both sides of the ball in preseason aren't really doing a whole lot. Like, the defense may play cover three the whole game. The offense may just be in 11 personnel the whole game, simple formation. So for that reason alone, you should probably try to get, in my opinion, you know, a rookie quarterback a bunch of reps, because, you know, you're playing pretty vanilla offense and defense. At the same time, you know, how is the offensive line playing? Like, you want to go in there and get the guy crushed because we can't block anybody. You know what I mean? So I think there's probably a fine line that they're talking about. But in the end, I always believe in reps. I know they're scrimmaging the Eagles right now, so I'm sure that, you know, that Drake's getting a bunch of reps. I don't think there's any other way to learn than by actually doing it. I don't think you learn by, you know, standing next to the coach on a sideline. I think you actually learn by going out there and experiencing it and dealing with pressures and dealing with the different things that go into getting ready for a game.
Billy, just speaking for myself, there is a huge groundswell of energy back into BC football. And there is a feeling like...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
there's someone there that, you know, maybe you won't be there for 30 years, but your desire is to get it right, to get BC football back to, you know, some days where it's top 25 and competing in the ACC. And I just, with the way the Patriots are right now, I think there's going to be a lot of eyes on BC football that may not have been with the addition of you and this fall. So there's a lot of optimism for you, Billy, in the BC community.
Well, first of all, I really appreciate you guys giving, giving BC football a voice on your show, because your show is awesome. And so I really appreciate that. I do. You guys know, you and Courtney know, I mean, this is a special place. And, you know, we can be great academically. We can be, great in so many different areas. We can be good in football. You know, we can be good in football if we recruit the right way and we coach the right way and we develop players the right way. There's no doubt we can win in football. So we just have to keep chipping away. We got a lot of good people here. I love the job. I'm from here. I grew up here. I have a lot of buddies that played here that take a lot of pride in Boston College football. So I look forward to coming to work every single day. I haven't been able to say that about every single job I've ever had. You know, I really enjoy getting in the car and coming to work every single day. So I'm excited for the season. I actually think we have a pretty good team. You know, I think we got a lot of guys on this team that are good football players. So, you know, we got to go do it. We have to go prove it. But I'm excited for the season.
Bill, like you said, you're about, 10 practices in through fall camp. And I know that you've been in college football, but it seems like it's always evolving. What are some of the things that you're noticing just, especially now that you're back into it, maybe some of the things that you like, some of the obstacles? I know the transfer portal is big. You talk about developing players and trying to build a nucleus and some of your good players jumping the portal. You're having to get players from other places. What are some of the things that you like and maybe dislike about being back in it since it's been, a couple years and it's constantly evolving in college football?
I think the big thing that I like, Wig, is the fact that you really develop a player. It's very different than pro football. Pro football, when for instance, like when there's a day off in pro football, they're off. They're not in the building. They're gone. And a day off in college football means that, really you're just not practicing. You can have meetings, you can have an indoor walkthrough, you can do some player development, you can bring in guest speakers, we had Chris Heron here the other day. It was amazing, talking to our team about his story. So I think there's a lot of things that are really good about college football relative to the development of players. I think when it comes to the transfer portal, we have 12 guys on the team right now that transferred in here, and they're good players and they're good kids. I don't know if we want to live in the transfer portal at Boston College. I think it'll be difficult to do that, because I think it's hard to transfer in here. It's not easy to come from, University of Illinois to Boston College. It's not easy to do that. So I think we have to do a great job of recruiting. If there's a guy out there that we think fits in the transfer portal, we'll certainly look at it, but I just really enjoy the amount of time you get to be with the players. I think that's in my opinion, that's one of the issues with the National Football League right now. After in 2011, when the CBA changed, the development of players changed. Back when I started, when you played, Wiggy, you remember, Dante would work with those linemen after practice every single day for years. That's how Stephen Neal became Dan Conley. That's how those guys became really good players, because they were developed day in and day out. You don't have that as much in the NFL anymore. You have it in college.
Well, now you have guys that are narking you out to the Players Association if you have a late meeting.
Exactly.
not talking about anybody in particular that's on the phone or anything. But
we have real viewers.
last one from me, Bill. Have you asked Bill Belichick to come speak to the fellas?
He's been busy. he's got a lot going on. But no, I think he'll come by. I do think he'll come by. Bears is here. Bears Najarian, and so that's been a huge thing for our program. So, I haven't talked to Bill in a while, but I think he'll stop by. He goes out to the University of Washington a lot because Steven's out there, and he's got his own stuff. He's got a lot going on. He's on the Manning cast, which I think all of us can't wait to watch that. And then he's on McAfee, and he's a busy guy. So hopefully he'll stop by and and say a few words to the team, but not today. We got a big scrimmage today. So,
all right. Well, good luck. Thanks for taking the time.
Go Eagles.
We are looking for. I think we're going to talk to you all season long on this show. So we're looking forward to it, Bill awesome. O'Brien. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Bill O'Brien. A lot of optimism when it comes to the Eagles and the double and triple Eagles, Curtis.
I love him so much.
You love him.
I love him.
You love him.
What a great, just, I can't tell you the last time I felt this way about PC football.
You're excited.
I mean, we went from Jeff Hafley leaving on his own volition to bringing in that guy. Yeah, what an upgrade.
All right, we're going to talk to Devin McCourty next. We're at Fenway Park. It is day number two of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.